Are you still there?
Absolutely. No, I'm listening. I'm listening. Sure. Because I thought you were. I thought we were going into the degree there, but that's absolutely fine. I don't mean that in a bad way. I was just sort of, you know, enchanted by what you were telling us. And I have to say, I do agree with your appraisal of New Age music. See, what is it about a lot of New Age music that's around? I think the author Stuart Wilde used to call it two dogs farting in a biscuit tin or something. And that kind of, in many ways, that does sum it up, doesn't it? Could you, I mean, let's not be too negative or dwell on it too much, but we all know, don't we, that people have this antipathy to the classical, cheesy, stereotypical New Age music. Why does it jangle them so much from your technical point of view?
Right, well, you see, the thing is that a lot of the relaxation composers, they think, well, you know, we can't have, you know, we'll have very simple rules, which is basically, you know, play everything softly. Don't make any clashes. Don't make any contrasts. So in other words, the best way I can liken it to is play it safe and give the person a bland diet of white food in a musical sense. Okay?
Yeah.
And how can you survive if we're talking about nourishment and eating? How would you be able to survive on white bread, white rice, white sugar, and all the rest of the white things, and not have anything, have no colour, nourishment, or taste? You know, now it might be. I'm not saying that all New Age relaxation music is terrible, because some of it nowadays it can be quite good, and the musicianship and the composing is quite excellent. So please don't think that I'm saying that everything's all of it's in the bad basket, because some of it's quite good. But a lot of it, which has unfortunately come about over the last 20 years, which has given it a tarnished name and reputation, starts with the music, the composing, being composed in sort of a bland way. Sometimes I think the composer is really dumbing down their audience. They're thinking, well, you know, if I just play anything, if I fall asleep on the keyboard or play some very long notes, we call it in the trade eggshells, you know, that'll be enough to get everyone to calm down. But the thing that they don't understand, this is what I learnt in the commercial field, is that, you know, regardless of how relaxing the music is, people are complex, and we all are living in a busy Western world, or, you know, the ones that do live in a Western world. But the funny thing is, I spoke to a friend of mine in India, and I said to him, you know, it's all right for you lot in India, because you get to meditate all the time. And he laughed at me, saying, do you think we've got time to sit around and meditate? You know, we're busy earning a living from day start to finish every day. So I said, well, how do you meditate? And he said, well, we meditate whilst we're working. So basically, just sort of getting back to the difference of the music, is that I believe that the music has to be interesting, even if it's relaxing and calming, because if the mind isn't entertained or isn't interested in any way, shape or form, then you start to get bored very quickly with the music. And it doesn't matter how calming the music is, if you don't play it because you're bored with it, how's it going to have any effect on it? You know, the CD is just going to be put under the shelf.
And that's what happens, isn't it? Along with people's self-help books that they read and discarded because it didn't quite do the trick of, like, whatever, they're still not loaded. There are CDs, there are relaxation CDs. And while you were talking, I became aware of one other trick people play, like where they have fallen asleep at the keyboard. The producer thinks, okay, he's fallen asleep at the keyboard. It's time to get out the whale noises, the didgeridoo, and the Tibetan bowls, and we'll bang a few of those on the top, and we'll call it a relaxation CD. John, thank you so much for changing the reputation of New Age music. You're doing a fantastic job. Angela, wouldn't you agree?
Definitely. And I remember when I used to work in the clinic and we put, you know, other CDs on, and they actually used to be driving mad because I hated them. They weren't relaxing at all. You know, the whale sounds, the dolphins. It was nice when you first listened to them, but after a while of constantly, they actually drove you mad. And even the client said, you don't need to put that on. We're okay.